Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. KCM.org/story. All right? BVOV Testimonies. I began listening to the Believer's Voice of Victory radio program back in the 70s. My personal growth in the Lord came from practicing what I heard on these radio broadcasts. I was thrilled to add the BVOV Sunday and daily television programs when they aired on my viewing area. I made them part of my daily routine. KCM was my source for wisdom, guidance, peace, as I raised as a teenager. The broadcast pointed me to the scriptures, the ones I needed to successfully help him maneuver through these difficult years. KCM still gives me the wisdom and insight to live in a world that looks so different than the one I grew up in. Thank you, KCM, for the BVOV broadcast, CK, Oklahoma. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The stories are good.
Amen.
They build capacity for faith. It opens your heart and mind. Amen. Now, I made some notes in watching Brother Andrew's broadcast last night. 25 years in television. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Congratulations.
Well, I'm a little behind you, but that's still a long time.
It's a long time. Quarter of a century.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you have to give God something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe it. You have to release your faith. Because, like Andrew said, it doesn't just come automatically. You have to give him something to work with. You give him your actions. You give him your faith. You quote the scriptures. You find the promises that cover your situation. And you go to those scriptures. And then you make a personal confession out of those scriptures and believe you receive it.
Amen.
And then, Karis. And when the graduation tassel is moved over, then it's not Karis within me, the hope of glory. The student puts the T on it. Christ within me, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Because it's only then after the instructors have placed their learning and their wisdom from the scriptures. And as Andrew has taught them, and then they have that place where they have believed and come to the place where they are adding the T to KHRIS and it becomes Christ within me, the hope of glory. And a sovereign God has delegated authority. And if that authority came down the line, and then this man Jesus took that authority and delegated it to his 12.
Amen.
Preparing successors for the time that he would leave. They didn't realize that. But he knew them all before they came in. So, and then, wow. The Healing University. Get it.
Amen.
I order you to get it. I order you to order it. A whole series of healing DVDs. And you just take the DVD and put it in and watch it over and over and over and over and over and over. And the capacity for more faith comes and it comes and it comes. And as you go through the scriptures, then faith comes and it becomes a university of healing.
Amen.
So go to the website and do what you're supposed to do.
You know, that Healing University is 60 hours worth of DVDs.
I wrote that down.
60 hours. I tell people that if you watch that, it's going to be nearly impossible for you to stay sick.
That's right.
Amen.
And you should.
A lot of miracles.
Right.
And the people that don't know and have never studied the blessing and the curse of the law, to understand that this is a people that are coming back into the promised land. And the scripture said, you are once more the people of God. They had to come out of Egypt. And they just ate anything they could eat to stay alive. So then the proper food, they had to be taught what is proper and what isn't. So they once again became the people of God. So we've been redeemed from the curse of sickness.
Amen.
The curse of poverty and the curse of death.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because it is written, cursed is everyone that anyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. And even though it be but a man's covenant, it cannot be annulled.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And he had placed before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life for the unborn just as well. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. This first verse is so good. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. That's just marvelous things there. Mm-hmm. Now the 14th verse. We exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good among yourselves. Now, verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, shall sanctify you wholly, wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and your soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. So you have to go. You need to be praying for the ministry as well as other things.
Yes.
So then, the Womack ministry is way out beyond deserving to be prayed for.
Amen.
Because they are providing big time. The commentaries and all of things that Andrew has done, that what he has done, in my opinion, and what I watched last night, this man has built a concordance. The numbered commentaries, and you go through there and you pick out that number. What's the difference between that and Strong's concordance? Because it's by number. So get the Andrew Womack Concordance.
It's actually a commentary. You know, there's 31,000 verses in the Bible, and I've written a commentary on 28,000.
Praise
I've God. Nearly covered every verse, except the Begats and some of the names of the towns and things like that.
But that's what we did with this one on our 50th.
Mm-hmm.
It's the commentaries and the... Here's like this, and then the commentaries and so forth. And there's a lot of years in that. All one piece, spirit, the hidden, what Peter called the hidden man of the heart. Now, that's not talking about your blood pump. The heart. Like the heart of a watermelon. It's the center. And this is your spirit man. That's the heart of the being. Mm. That's where you believe it. And my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said it's your knower. That's where you just know that you know that you know that you know you know that you know that you know, bless God. Amen. You know, you, uh-huh, you know, you know, you know. And she knew not a man. Talking about little Mary. Intimate relationship with the Word of God. Amen. It's your turn.
Well, Brother Kenneth, this verse, you know, is what we were talking about on a previous broadcast that just opened my heart up to understand, because I always thought of heart as being like your spirit. And I was using the word spirit and soul interchangeably. But when I recognized there was three parts to me, and I could only contact two of those parts with my natural senses, and the spirit being can only be understood through the Word of God, that just changed my whole life. It changed my whole interpretation of the Word. Like Scriptures where it says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. I'd look in the mirror and I couldn't see it. I'd search my emotions and I couldn't feel it. But through the Word, I recognize that's the way my spirit is. And so this just began to totally change everything in my life. And one of the very first applications of this is that I had been listening to you talk about faith. And man, I was praying and asking God for more faith and just trying to build faith and do all of these things. And I didn't have any doubt that God existed. I didn't have any doubt that faith would work. I just doubted that I had any. And so I was always asking God for more faith. And the very first teaching I ever put out, this was in 1976, and I put it out on reel-to-reel tape, was entitled The Faith of God, teaching that we already have the faith of God. We don't have to get it. We've got it. And the problem isn't that we don't have faith. The problem is that in our soul, we've got so much unbelief, and it counterbalances or negates or dilutes our faith. And so that was the first revelation that I really began to get through this spirit, soul, and body. I realized that in my spirit, it says in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Faith was given to us at salvation. Matter of fact, the Scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, where it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Most people would apply that to, I believe that salvation is not of yourselves, and I believe that that's accurate, but also that faith isn't of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So God gave us supernatural faith at salvation. It's not a faith problem that we really have. It's an unbelief problem. And here's the way that the Lord presented it to me. I've always had horses all of my life. You're into planes. I've dreamed of horses all of my life. So I've had horses. And I always thought that if you had a weight and if you hooked a horse up to that weight and exerted enough power, it would drag that weight. It could move that weight. But if you had a horse of an equal strength in the opposite direction pulling at the same time, the net effect would be zero.
That's right.
And so this is what's happening. When we get born again, we do have the supernatural faith of God. It's not really a faith problem. It's an unbelief problem in our soulish realm. We've been taught to disbelieve God and do all these things. And so instead of just trying to build and get more and more faith, what we need to do is release or diminish the unbelief that we've been taught, which, of course, the Word of God is how faith is already in our spirit, but it has to come to our soulish realm, our mental realm. And when we get our heart and our spirit and our soul in agreement, then that faith just flows through us without any hindrance.
Well, there in the 10th chapter of Romans, faith comes by hearing. Absolutely. And hearing by the Word of God. And faith cannot not come. I heard the Lord say this one time, Andrew. And a lot of praying, and particularly in the area of healing. And I heard him say, healing always comes.
Amen.
Because he said, I'm always there. Amen. And he said, didn't I not say it? when he was preaching? And he said, I taught it. And they marveled at it. But they didn't do anything. And he said, there's no such thing as non-belief. You're believing something all the
time.
That's
right. Amen.
It's not non-belief. Because the human being has a believer on the inside of them. And but it has to be received. Mm-hmm. And then he gave me this. He said, what if you went to Gloria and said, you know, it's impossible to please him without faith. And he said, Gloria, I really do love you, darling, but I don't believe a thing you say. What do you think? That's not, but you do that to God. Yeah. Oh, Lord, you know, I believe you and I believe you, but yeah, but right now is a sign of unbelief. It's either weak faith or no faith.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed in your book, the man of two minds from the book of James, the double-minded man. Mm-hmm. That's the first sermon I ever preached.
That's a great message.
It is.
And that's what we're basically talking about. When you get born again, your spirit already is complete.
Yes, it is.
In Christ. And you've got faith, and you don't have baby faith. You've got mature faith in your
it's
spirit.
It's there.
It's there. So you, and when you, that scripture is quoting from Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You've already got faith in your spirit, but when you hear it, when you read it, it draws that faith out of your spirit into your soulish realm. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that just transformed my life was, like I said, I heard you preach on faith and I believed it and I thought, I wished I had the faith that Kenneth Copeland had. And the Lord showed me you do.
Yes.
It's a gift of God. It's not according to works. And I had the same faith. The problem was I didn't have my mind renewed the way you did. And I had so much unbelief that was blocking it. And so, you know, if you can imagine like two things, like a thermometer, and over here is a thermometer that measures your faith, and over here is one that measures your unbelief. Most people are just constantly trying to build up faith, calling and asking people to agree and do things. But instead, if you would take just the little mustard seed amount of faith that all of us have, and if you'd pull the plug on unbelief over here and drain the unbelief, a mustard seed amount of faith is enough to see a mountain cast the sea.
That is.
So it's not really that we don't have faith. It's in our spirit, but we haven't drawn it out through the renewing of our mind, and we've got so much unbelief, which I also learned from you, that unbelief is nothing but faith in the wrong
thing.
It's
in the wrong direction.
It's faith. Yeah. You're just believing the wrong thing.
Well, I picked that up. I've never seen anything about, when it's applied correctly, about knowing how to fly an airplane. That it cannot be applied to the Word. And correction? Well, you need to apply correction because you just sit there fat, dumb, and happy, and you don't make a correct course correction. You can get off so far out that you can't get back over to the true course, and you can't get back and get an off-course problem. What if you're over the ocean? You're going swimming. So north, 360 degrees, is exactly opposite from 180 degrees. They're both compass directions. One of them is exactly opposite from the other. Faith and fear. They are both faith. Mm-hmm. This one is faith being released toward God. This one is fear of storms and death. All fear is death-based. Worry is death-based. I just don't know what I'm going to do. That's the wrong question. I believe I need to find out what God wants me to do. Spirit, but this is a soul matter. This is a worry matter. Right here. And the problem is right here. That's the problem. You can do this, or you can do this. Your choice. Spirit, soul, and body.
So when I begin to recognize that my spirit was already complete and I had the faith of God, it changed the way that I approached things, because prior to that time, I would pray for somebody to be healed, and I believed God could do it. It's not that I doubted Him. I doubted that I had enough of His faith. And when I began to understand that in my spirit, I already had faith. Like, for instance, when it comes to raising somebody from the dead, somebody might say, well, I've never done that before. The spirit inside of them has.
Yeah.
That same spirit on the inside of them has raised Lazarus from the dead.
That's right.
When you begin to understand that in your spirit there's no lack of faith. It's just your soul that you're dealing with. And as quickly as we can renew our soul,
well, the Apostle Paul said, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you,
and it does,
He will quicken, He'll make alive your mortal body.
Amen.
That's it right there, isn't it?
And that just changed my life, Kenneth, when I began to recognize that I've got this. It's not like I need more. Most people are praying and asking God to come touch them, come give them a new anointing. I go to some groups that they're constantly begging God and pleading with God. I remember one time in a praise service, I felt like the presence of God was manifest. It was just awesome. And then the worship leader goes, come, Lord Jesus, come, move. And it just, to me, quenched the whole thing, because they were doubting that He was within us. They were wanting something else to come. It makes a difference when you're trying to beg for something to come from the outside in and you're trying to release something from the inside out.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, the Lord said that to me years ago. God is a God of concept. It changes things. And I was doing a considerable amount of praying. And He'd showed me some things about what happened in the Garden of Eden and so forth. He said, now, most of my people don't know this. Before you were born again, you were outside people. Everything you needed was out here. And you were trying to get it. Working hard, doing everything you could. And you were trying to get it. Everything you needed was out here. But now everything you need is in here.
Ooh, yes.
So we've become inside, outside people.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
When we find it out that the connection between this book and in here, it supplies everything. Did not Jesus say the kingdom of God is within you?
Amen. Yes.
Well, so is the King.
Yes. Amen. That's awesome.
It is good.
Amen.
Well, maybe on tomorrow's broadcast, we can talk about this verse here. It'll set you on fire.
Well, it's a good thing, because we're out of time.
That's a good deal. All right.
We'll be back in just a moment.
The Bible says when I'm born again, the old passes away and I'm a new creation. So why is there still a struggle with depression, anxiety, and all the problems I had before?
In his book, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Andrew Womack answers that question by explaining biblical truths that will help you receive what God has promised you. At the moment of salvation, your spirit is made right with God and fully alive with His power. Then the Spirit of God in you has to flow through your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, to impact your life. As you train your soul to align with your spirit, watch God's promises of healing, peace, power become a reality in your body and everyday life. This book will open your eyes to how God sees you. Not by your past, your feelings, or your failures, but by the new you born of His Spirit. You no longer need to live by what you feel. Start living victoriously from the inside out. Order your book, Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack, available now for just $9.99. You can experience lasting transformation and triumph in your life as you uncover the truth about who you really are in Christ Jesus. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You know, I don't have any way of knowing for sure, but I really believe that my partnership with Kenneth, and I mean, I became a financial monthly partner with him back in probably 74 or 75. You sow where you want to go. And the anointing that is on Kenneth Copeland and stuff, when you become a partner, it's like that anointing, it becomes part of you. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, I believe it is, it says a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. And the word for gift there isn't talking about your anointing or talent. The word gift is the same word that's used for bribe in the next chapter. It's talking about money. Through money, you actually tap in to the anointing that is on a person. And that's the reason that you need to be discriminating about where you give your money, because if it's an ungodly ministry, something wrong, you're tapping into that stuff that's on them. But if you find somebody that's got a real anointing on them and stuff, and you start sowing into them, you become a partner with them. And that anointing, that blessing that's on them comes upon you. And so I really feel like I can't quantify it for sure, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if my partnership with Kenneth isn't a tremendous part of all of the doors that God has opened for me.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
I'm so glad you could be with us today. Don't forget the notes in about your testimony. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Andrew, and all of the class here reminding you that God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord. It's time to give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.